It's funny.
All right, and we're back. Thanks for coming back. Okay, so with now that you say that you've kind of like withdrawn from the community or from like the LGBTQ just mm-hmm. because of the like circumstances you're not comfortable in,
right.
How do you meet people?
I've had some gay friends in Minnesota, and so I go up there to visit my family, but then one time they called me up and they were like, hey, you know, let's hang out, da, 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 and which they were only like a block away from where my sister lives. So I'm like, okay, might as well, why not, you know? And so through that, I definitely expanded my expandness of meeting people. But I make sure that these are the type of people who are friends with me because they want to be friends with me, not because they want one thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to have that support too, just like from a whole nother state, you know? But a lot of the scenes that they go to definitely is a little weird. I mean, like, I want to have a good time, and I do have a good time, but I definitely don't go home with someone by the end of the night, you know? We all look out for each other. Like, whenever we go dancing on the dance floor, we all go in a circle, we're together. It's like, if there's somebody who makes us, like, we pretend to be fake boyfriends, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, so if I need help, like, I'm like, I want to scream, like, oh, hey, come get me, da, 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 like, with my eyes, basically, because mm-hmm. I can't really say it out loud. And, like, they'll just drag me and then, like, pull me away, and then I'm like, oh, okay, goodness. And I do the same thing for them, so we always look out for each other like that, so.
Like, where would you go dancing?
Yeah. In Minneapolis, like, Saloon, or if you're in St. Paul, more of, like, Stargate, which is, like, a straight club, but whatever. Yeah, Epic, Myth.
Do you feel more comfortable going out there and, like, meeting people than being in lacrosse and meeting people?
Not necessarily. I'm always, like, an open person and meeting people. And so I would say my comfort level is as much as the comfort you're going to give me, you know? So it's like if you're okay with, like, you know, like, joking around, then I would joke around too. But if you're like closed up and shy, I would respect that. I'll still be myself, but I wouldn't be like all up on this person. Yeah. So, like I said, I'll just say, my comfort level is your comfort level. So.
So, like, do you guys have like a pee flag here or anything like that?
I've heard about it. I don't think we do. I have no idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. So you've talked a lot about like gay men wanting to have sex. Do you think that's more common in like the gay community to have hookups than in the straight community?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm not sure, but I've just heard more of gay people wanting to do that. But I wouldn't be able to answer how, like, if it's more common where or not, because I'm not really sure about the other side. That's a good question.
How would you compare the gay community as to like the straight community here?
Like in
just communication, how they.
There's like a different culture.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Right. Thank you.
compared to like the straight community.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just because there's so many gay people that are like they get along so well with like straight people, so I wouldn't really know how to answer that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it'd be 50-50.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Do you feel like they integrate, like the LGBTQ community integrates well with the straight community? It's not like very like separate like entity?
I would still say it is kind of separate. Mm-hmm. Just in my experience, and I've seen things, and I would say it's still a little more separate, but is it completely separate? No.
How would you like to see that change?
I mean, I'm always about, I just repeated myself twice. Jeez Louise. oh, God, I was about to say, what was the question?
How would you like to see that change?
Oh, okay, so I'm always about, like, respecting other people's boundaries, and so I would say if you're comfortable with it, you know, hang out people, like, network, mm-hmm. like, reach out more, you know, but if you're not comfortable with it, but you're okay with it, then I'll just say, like, take one step at a time.
How do you feel about just, like, the politics in general in Wisconsin, like, domestic partnerships and stuff like that?
I'm not really into politics, to be honest. Like, it's just, like, I found it so ridiculous. Like, really, they talk about equality and, you know, human rights, yet not everybody is allowed those rights. And it's, I don't know, like, after that, I just kind of stopped, like, focusing on politics and voting. I don't really vote anymore just because I'm just so sick and tired of this fight. But I know, like, yeah, every vote counts, you know, it does. But I don't know, I kind of lost my interest in it. Mm-hmm.
How would you like to see things change for the LGBTQ community when
I would like to definitely see a lot more people out mm-hmm. like, I mean, not like out like, hey, I'm gay, but like just out and about and doing their own business without like feeling scared or feeling like they don't belong. Mm-hmm. I would definitely like to see more involvement.
Do you feel like ever since you came out, a lot of the friends, you say you have a lot of friends that aren't out yet. Mm-hmm. Is that, like, surprising, the number of friends that aren't out? Is that surprising to you?
That I came, that what?
That there are friends that aren't out, like, is that surprising? And the amount of your friends that aren't out? Were you surprised by?
I wasn't, because I've always suspected it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't want to be rude and be like, oh, I know you're gay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I wasn't like that surprised when they like told me or like approached me, and I was like, you know, it's totally fine. And it's good to have that bond with just someone that they trust you so much, you know, and it's like, oh, I'm so glad.
Do you think if you lived in the city, do you think people would come out earlier?
Like people I know?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No. It is a whole different environment up there, but I still feel that each person still holds their own, I don't know the word for it, but like they still, I don't know the word for it. Yeah, I still think it'll be equally as hard as it is down here.
And what struggles do you see some of your friends have that, with coming out?
Disappointment, disappointing their parents, disappointing their family, their friends, their siblings. I mean, I was blessed to have like such understanding siblings, you know, but there are those that have siblings who are like, ew, that's so gross. Like, ew, why are you, I don't even know you anymore. And yeah.
How do you feel like your experience being Hmong and having that very traditional family differs from somebody who comes, you know, and is like the white middle class, your coming out experience and stuff like that? How do you think that's contrast from that?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the person's religion. Because a lot of my gay friends have conflict with religion and like being Christian and having a mother to be like a Jehovah's Witness, and it's like, okay. I don't know. I guess each person has their own struggles.
Speaking of religion, have you noticed that like the churches or anything around here are accepting to the LGBTQ community?
I don't know, actually. I mean, there are a lot of churches, but well, my friend's little sister goes to church, and my friend was saying, you know, the gay people are just like straight people, right? Like, and then she goes like, do they teach you that in church? And she's like, oh, I don't know. And so I guess she didn't know about it. But I mean, I'm not surprised, you know, because I don't know, each church differs, but.
Is your family active in like a church community?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Is there anything you plan on getting active in, or do you want to get like more involved in things? Like, has if the environment changed and less people?
I wouldn't really know. I mean, like, I would definitely be a supporter. Like, I'm always a supporter of like the, you know, like LGBT centers resource center. But I don't know. I getting involved again, I guess. I don't know, I'm kind of content with like my life right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know though, but I mean, yeah, if there definitely are like if more events and more helping and like coming together, I would definitely be a supporter. I would definitely involve myself in that, yeah.
Do you feel like the straight community supports the LGBTQ community and like the community center here?
Yes. I think UWL just had a drag show a couple of weeks ago. And I think, well, that was my first time there, but they said like last time or last year they raised like $30,000 for the center. And it's just a whole bunch of allies there. It's so many allies. And it's like, oh, wow.
Awesome. Did your high school have like a day of silence or anything like that?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't recall having a day of silence.
Do you feel like the LGBTQ community just really wasn't recognized in high school?
I would say so.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, I wouldn't say like don't kiss, don't tell, but it was just kind of like, it wasn't really thought upon on. It was just kind of ignored. Like, oh, it's there, but it's like, whatever. And it's like, oh, okay.
How do you feel like that? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh. How do you feel like that impacted people's and your experience with coming out?
I've always heard stories in high school, but it never triggered me to be like, oh, I have a support system if I come out. And so I guess that was kind of missing. But I don't know. I just think that if we actually had someone there that was like, oh, hey, you know, I went through struggles and my like telling us their experience in person, that would definitely help so much more than just like looking on like YouTube or watching on movies. And it's like, okay.
Do you feel that, or do you guys at Logan have a good like counseling group or like a counselor's office that you could go to?
To be honest, when I was in high school, our counselors didn't do anything. Like, they barely helped. Like, even if we went there to, like, just kind of want to talk, they would be like, oh, I'm busy, I have this going on, blah, blah, blah. But, like, once I leave, like, the room, like, if another person went in there, like, he'll take the time to, like, talk to them. And I'm like, really? I just, like, asked for, like, 5 minutes of your time, and you couldn't even give me that. And then this person gave him, like, 30 minutes. It's like, wow. I definitely feel like it was more of, like, popularity contest. Like, if you're popular, you definitely get treatment. And if you're not, no, he has no time for you. And it's like, wow, okay, so much for a counselor. So I never depended on counselors at all.
How would you like to see Logan and like just the schools in the community change to be like more accepting and more helpful towards the LGBTQ community?
I just feel like they should treat everybody the same. Like, whether you're gay, straight, or different race, you know, it's like, oh, like, yeah, being gay, definitely. They definitely have their eyes rolled on you, like, you know, it's like, oh, goodness. But I would definitely like to see them just treat everybody the same. Like, yeah, they say that, you know, like, they have so much school spirit, and they're all this and that, but really, when it comes down to it, you know that that's so bold.
So do you plan on staying in La Crosse your whole life?
I thought about it. I've thought about relocating, but I don't know. I kind of feel like if I do relocate, I would definitely come back to La Crosse and live here. It's where I grew up, you know. It's a nice town. It's peaceful. So,
do you feel like you'd be comfortable in La Crosse for the rest of your life?
Yes, in a way. But then that's the reason why I kind of want to move away too, just because like the cities is a little bit more accepting, but yet it's also more dangerous. Just because I've heard like experiences through my friends, and I'm like, okay, I don't know, like, in a way I hate this place, but in a way I love this place. So I guess it really depends on just, you know, if the community is more accepting or not, and if they are, good. If not, then I have no idea.
How do you feel like the dangers of like the LGBTQ community and the stories you've heard could be addressed and solved or changed?
Well, it happens differently. The one that I thought was kind of scary was like they were like held at gunpoint to like, oh, hey, what's in your pockets? Da da da. What's in your coat? Give me your money. And it's like, at gunpoint? Like, really? Like, at that point, it doesn't matter if you were like gay or straight. It was just kind of like this random guy. And so it can happen anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't really know how people would address that or fix that problem. I mean, yeah, like, if we had security guards, like, walking around, but, I mean, like, you know, they have their lives, too, and they have other things to do, but, I don't know, I guess a higher security? Yet again, it's like, we don't want to be known as, like, the lockdown town, you know? I don't know.
Do you feel like the LGBTQ community is more of a target for incidents like that?
I would say it's like 3/4 of like the time it is talked to, because they're so much more vulnerable, and like where people think that they're more vulnerable, like, oh, he's gay, so let's bam, target them. I don't know. It's freaky.
Perfect. I think I'm good with questions. Do you have anything?
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, I was telling Simon this too. I totally forgot. No, I don't think so. I don't know. It's just kind of like being gay and like being Hmong, the Hmong community, like the like our generation, like just our people, like they definitely do look at you differently too. Like it doesn't matter if you're like a different race. It's like you're gay and you're like pushed aside.
So, would you like to talk a little bit more about your experience just being Hmong? Because we're extremely interested in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, being Hmong, like, growing up traditional, like, traditionally by traditional parents, da-da-da, like, we do, like, traditional rituals and things, but, it's like, you can't be gay. If you're gay, you're just going through a phase. You know, a family that has a gay son is all gonna turn gay, which is ridiculous. Like, I don't know, I guess being gay to them is, like, so wrong. Like, my mom was telling me, like, when I had the talk with them, she was saying that she rather has a son that steals and robs from people than have a gay son. And so I was like, okay. I mean, I was angry at the time, but I know that they're only saying that because they don't want to ruin their reputation. Like, I don't know, being Hmong and being gay, like, I guess I'm one of the first ones, like, I said, like, my family-wise, there's only, well, I guess there's only two other people that I know. One is my step cousin, and the other is my first cousin, so. And for us, we've all gone through our struggles. And the weird thing is that my step cousin, like his stepdad, which is my uncle, like, and my uncle and my mom are brothers and sisters, you know? And so it's like, okay, he's understanding, but she's not. And so it's like, oh goodness, it's so weird seeing that. And it's like, they come from the same family, you know, they have the same parents, and it's like, it was just so different from like the sibling-wise. I would thought that maybe she'd be more understanding, like my uncle, but he's more understanding than her, so. I don't know. Being Hmong, it's kind of hard. I mean, because you already look down upon as like a small minority group, and you're like, oh, lower class, and now he's gay too, add that on top of the cherry or whatever, you know? And it's like, so ridiculous.
How does that impact you in like potentially having a family and everything?
See, that's the thing that my parents brought up too. I'm like, you know, there are so many ways to have children nowadays. Like, you don't have to be married with a, like a woman to have a family. There's adoption. There's science. I don't know. And all those other ways. And so they're like, no, you need to have a wife. You need to have a wife to give birth to your blood children. And, you know, like, if you don't marry them, you're gonna be all alone and you're gonna die alone. And it's like, no, there are other ways. But I guess they just refuse to listen. And that's where I kind of gave up. And like, I'm not gonna talk to you guys anymore, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's weird.
Do you feel like you have just more of a struggle in the community in general, just because you, almost the odds are stacked against you in like a way of just, you're already, you know, a Hmong man and now you're gay as well?
Yeah, I would say so. Like my friend that's also Hmong up in Minnesota, he was saying that they brought like a witch doctor to come see what was wrong with him. And like they were doing this ritual on him. I'm like, to fix that, like your gayness? That's ridiculous, you know? He's like, I know. And like the lady was like, oh, you know, the reason why I'm like this is because there's something wrong inside of me, like mentally and whatever. I'm like, that is so bold. There's nothing wrong with you, you know? And he was just like, I know, it was just like a waste of time for them. I was just like laughing on the inside. It's like, that's so funny.
So it's almost seen like a disease.
Yeah, disease, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they said. They said like being gay is a disease.
But you did say that there are many transgendered people in Thailand, is that it?
Yeah.
Where your family came from?
Mm-hmm.
So how is there, do you feel like they're a little more accepting towards that then, or is that frowned upon as well?
That is, to them, that's lower than being gay. That's way lower than being gay. Because my mom was like, oh, you're hanging with your friends in Minnesota because you're going to take some pills that will turn you to a woman, huh? I'm like, Mom, I am a dude, and people have different preferences. There are different types of gays. It's not just like, oh, if you're gay, you're going to transition to, like, because of my cousin, and that's why she assumes that. And I'm like, the reason why you're, like getting, like, sick is because, like, you're wearing yourself down too much. I'm like, you don't have to worry about that. I am gay, I'm a guy, and I'm going to live my life as a guy. And, you know, it's like, that's something you don't have to accept. But then she just keeps going back to, oh, you're going to turn to a woman. You're going to turn to a woman. I guess that's, like, for them, like, the part where it's worse than being, like, just gay in general. It's, like, having a son that's, like, transitioned. And it's like, no, I'm the youngest son, too, so they have, like, lots of hopes. I'm like, oh, my God, my brother, he can go find a wife for you.
So you said that your family, your parents came from Thailand and Laos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they were here in America already or born here, how do you feel like it would have changed that they came straight from Laos and Thailand?
Well, if they were born here, I think growing up it would be like a whole nother environment. Like, adjusting wouldn't be as bad. And I guess accepting would still be kind of hard. I mean, because their parents would still be traditional. Mm-hmm. So they'll learn their ways. Because that's what my mom and dad wants us to do, like, to learn their way. And it's like, but we're in America now, there are so many different ways, there are so many choices that we can make. And it's, I guess, my choice is not acceptable. But I'm like, you guys are gonna have to accept it.
Do you think you have to, like, turn away from Hmong culture in order to be gay?
Not at all. I kind of married the two together already. I believe my culture, like, I believe my culture to an extent. Like, some things are just science that you cannot explain. Like, what is it? Well, my aunt, when I was, like, very little, so I wasn't really that affected because I didn't really know her that well, but she died of breast cancer, and then they, according to, like, my culture, though, she died because of, like, a illness that was not known, like a spirit, like a bad spiritual setting or something spiritual. And so I was like, that's at that point, that's where I kind of figured out that some things are more science than spiritual and religion. So that's where I kind of grew out of it, I guess. Like, I have an open mind, so I'm really open to anything.
Is English your parents' second language?
Mm-hmm. It's my second language too.
Oh, so how was that difficult coming out, or like
learning
them,
English, or
just like immersing in the gay community and just, I mean, obviously you speak English well, but like, yeah, just conversing with them and
like them conversing to.
How did you?
I'm sorry.
How did you tell your parents you were gay?
How did I tell them I was gay?
Like, in Hmong, was it more difficult, you think? Because it was in Hmong, not English.
Yeah, because there are certain words in Hmong that you cannot translate into English. And there are certain words in English that you cannot translate into Hmong. So I had to think, while they were speaking to me, I was like, oh, what is that word? How do you translate it? I'm like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to say it in English. Because they do understand some words. But I mean, like, big words, they won't be able to. So I had to cut down on what I wanted to say. Like, translating it earlier to, like, tell you guys, I was like, I have to translate what they said to English. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you, do you feel like that was a little more difficult in your coming out experience as well?
Yeah, it was. It's just the communication-wise, it was hard. It's very hard. And then, like, if you say a word, it might not even mean anything close to what you want to say in, like, the other language. So it was very difficult.
Yeah. Is there anything more you would like to say about anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm good too.
All right, this is Tiffany Schrader. Thank you so much, Fu. That was great.
You're welcome.